Hi guys, it's your girl Food for Thought. I am finally back. I know it's been like a stone age since I've been gone, a couple months. I just wanted to focus more on like my life and like my YouTube and stuff like that. But now I am back and I'm back at it again with another segment. So make sure to follow me on my social media, which will be my Instagram, Shardey17, S-H-A-R-D-E-Y-17. Now let's get on with the segment. So as per usual, I saw on social media some fucked up shit. It says, so I met this guy on Tinder. We spoke for a few months and he said he would be in my city for a couple of days on business. We agreed to meet at Benihana's. I told him to meet me there and I would take him back to this hotel. Does that sound a little sketchy, guys? Like, she wants to meet him for the first time and want to take him back to the hotel. Like, girl, you don't even know if he got any STDs or whatever the hell he has. Like, you don't know what this dude's capable of. Like, just chill out for a sec. Calm your vagina. So then she said, when we meet up at the date, we talked about any and everything. He let me know he was relocating in a month, so you know I was excited. He had all the qualities of a good man, that is, until the bill came. The total was $96. He took it out and took out a $100 bill and put it on the table. He asked me, could I leave the tip? Shake my head. Red flags started going off in my head. The man is supposed to pay for everything, including the tip. So I was sure, and I took another bite of my food, then told him, let me get my wallet out the car. I hopped in the car and left. If he can't pay for my dinner without my help, you're a bum, period. But it's weird because she put it in this post, like some of this post doesn't make sense. Like she said, oh, the total was $96 and he took out a crispy $100 bill. First of all, why does it matter if the money is crispy? You know what I mean? Like, if it's a crispy $100 bill and you're complaining about that, that's a red flag on your part. Second of all, if you were broke, what are you doing out with the man and you just met him? You know what I mean? Like, if you just met somebody and you're going out broke expecting him to pay for everything, like, yeah, cool. You know, I did a segment on it a while back on, like, do you guys think a man should pay? So, I don't know if you guys could, like, click back on my last segment of, you know, the 50-50 type thing. But this is just all wrong. Like, I do get where she's coming from in a way. I get both sides. Like, okay, first of all, she had high expectations. She seems very bougie, okay? And second of all, she seemed like, okay, well, I met this guy. He's going to pay for everything, and I'm going to take him back to the hotel. So I feel like the way she was going to pay for shit was she was going to bust down and give it all to him right after he paid for it. Oh, like, oh yeah, we're gonna go back to the hotel and do some things just because you paid for it. But no, he said, no girl, you're gonna leave the tip. Even if you were broke, you could have told him, hey, since it's $96 and you paid $100, I could cash up you $4 and you just, you know, give the whole $100. You know what I mean? If she's that broke, like, I would have left some type of tip, because in my experience, a tip is a tip. Like, I did Postmates for like probably a month, guys. And whatever tip I got, I was very grateful for. I didn't care if it was $1. I didn't care if it was $2, $4, $5, whatever. My biggest tip, to be honest, was like $8. You know what I mean? Like, I always got a tip because, first of all, I have very great customer service. Second of all, I'm an extrovert. And third of all, I'm super friendly. And like, you know, like, they were like, oh, I'm gonna tip you, girl. Like, you got my food fast and you're super nice. So yeah, here goes the tip. I need to get back in Postmates, guys, just to think about it. So then people were commenting on it. They're still commenting as we speak. The girl said, the woman, I would pay for the tip 100%. I said, I would pay for the tip as well, but I do get where she's coming from. This man went out of his way for the first time, and he asked her to pay for something. But then again, a tip is a tip. I would at least tip $10. Another person has commented, she is completely wrong, and she's broke. He probably wanted to know if she could at least do that. I said I would have took her ass to McDonald's since she want to act childish and broke. And I would have gave her the fucking Happy Meal. Or I would have told her, hey girl, we're going to do the dollar menu. Or we're going to do the McNugget deal, which is like $9. And that's the only thing that we're going to get. We're going to split this. You know what I mean? Like, since you want to be childish, we could go to Burger King. Like, I would have met her ass somewhere so fucking cheap to the point where she didn't want to see me ever again if I was a dude. So then another person has commented, the woman, I would split the bill on my first date. This girl commented, she's wrong. At least he paid for dinner. He didn't have to do that. Nothing is wrong with the tip. I said, for real. Another person said, the woman's so wrong. Laughing emoji. Somebody laughed. Oh, wait, that was me. The woman, they aren't boyfriend and girlfriend yet. And now and never will be. If he paid for a $96 meal, that's the least she could do is leave a tip. And then another person said, oh my God, that's so messed up. Like, what's wrong with providing a tip? Shave my head. I said, even if I was broke, I would have told him to split the 96 and cash up him $4. If I was broken, that's all I had. Another person says she is wrong, by the way. Another person has commented, she's definitely wrong, and I'm sure he's happy she rode right on out of his life. It took was a few bucks. Oh, she's a bum. It's not even the bomb. So she's saying it's not even the bomb because she said, oh, he's the bomb. But she meant, oh, he's a bum. Like, she totally did the whole typo. And then another person has commented, the woman is wrong. Sorry. In a relationship, you both pay. She is stuck up, to be honest. Another person's commented, she is so wrong. I would offer to leave a tip in a heartbeat if he was paying for my dinner, especially on a first date. Funny, all us gals agree, but yeah, the woman was in the wrong. And it was a Tinder date. Which is true, like, it was an online date, but come on now. Like, it's just a tip. Like, even if I had, like, fucking $5 in my pocket and I knew that I had some type of cash, I would have been like, here goes $5 for the waiter, because a tip is a fucking tip, like I told y'all. And also, I did do a tip segment a while ago, so if you guys want to scroll back on it and get, like, more of a feel of what I'm talking about like, a tip is a tip, you guys should go and check that out. Another person said, obviously she's a gold digger. They agreed to go there. Doesn't say who invited whom. Usually whomever invites pays. In this case, let's say he invited, asking for somebody to pay the tip is not a big deal at all. This being said, he dodged a bullet because her pettiness has shown through and he could now walk away. And somebody else said, the woman's fault. Like, that's totally her fault. But yeah, like, if she want to act all childish and stuff like that, take her ass to McDonald's, take her to Burger King, take her to fucking Carl's Jr., take her to the cheapest restaurant you could ever think of. Like, she doesn't even deserve a fucking meal, you guys. Like, I would have just met up with her and be like, let's take a walk on the beach, because guess what? The beach is 100% free, free. So yeah, that's just my segment for the evening. I might do a part two. I'm gonna start posting once a week. So honestly, let me know what you guys think. Call in, let me know your thoughts, let me know your opinions, so you guys could be in this segment. I will be back 100%. I just need some more content. So if you guys want to DM me on my Instagram, it'll be shardey17, shardey17. And if you want to follow my YouTube channel, it'll be charlovely95, charlovely space 95. I know it's long, but if y'all want to support me and watch my YouTube channel, go ahead and do that. So every single Friday or every single Saturday, I will post a segment and you guys should just DM me ideas, or I'll just come up with my own ideas like I've been doing on this podcast. So yeah, every weekend I will post, once a week, maybe twice, if you know, if I'm that consistent. But I'm just going to start off with doing once a week for the past month or so, and just see how I feel about doing once a week, and maybe just do it twice, three times, once I get more into this whole podcast thing, because it's been a minute since I've been on here. I do apologize to the people, all my listeners who have been listening to me for like the past year, and they wanted to know an explanation on why I disappeared. So yeah, let me know what you guys think of this comment. Let me know what you guys think of like this whole podcast. And sorry that I said comment. I'm so used to my YouTube saying like, comment, and subscribe to my channel. But yeah, guys, let me know what y'all think. Call in. Bye. Have a good evening.